Blog Talk Radio. Today on the program, we are going to move forward in chapter 12 of the book of Revelations, and this is part 18. We'll look at the woman gives birth to a son. This is the showdown of the woman and the dragon, and in our study, we will see in a few brief verses that the entire history of the church is traced from the time of the congregation of Israel, the church in the wilderness, to the end of the great tribulation. So that's what we will be looking at in a nutshell in this chapter. It's really a review, but it is a good review. It's a good reminder of the events that unfolded in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28 that describes the two different rebellions of Satan. And so we'll look at the archangels of Lucifer's origin when we look at Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. And we'll understand that this is when he drew one-third of the angels with him from before Adam, from the heavens, and he was cast down. And so this chapter is a review of those turn of events. In chapter 12, verse 1, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a wonder, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon her head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. This is where Satan was described in the book of Isaiah that I just told you about, and Ezekiel 28, when Satan took a third part of the angels of heaven with him when he was cast down. And he says here, and his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman. The woman is the church, just so you can understand this. Bible speaks in types and shadows and parables. And so I want you to not get lost as we move forward. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Now, this is Jesus Christ. This is the child that is to rule. And verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. This is the wilderness experience and the deliverance in a nutshell in verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which devoured the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of the Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And I want you to highlight this verse of scripture because it depicts the nature of Satan, where his relation to the church, the body of Christ, is concerned. And he is clear in his description of him being the accuser of the brethren. That's us. That's what he does. He goes to God. He accuses us before God. Oh, look, God, look what she did. Look what he did. You know, finding fault, highlighting our errors, bringing up our failures, always trying to make us look condemned in the eyes of God, trying to ridicule, trying to destroy the believer in the eyes of God. So be mindful, people of God, that you are aware of his tactics, and don't let him use that spirit through you to bring bondage and afflict another believer through accusations, because there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. When God sees us, he sees the blood, not our sins. And in verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Now, this is clear. You know, they sacrificed. They gave of themselves wholly, sacrificially, dedicatedly. So they had chaste lives, you know, just because God is a God of grace and love, and because he doesn't see our sins when looking at the blood, that does not mean that we live reckless, riotous, carelessly before him in the earth, because people are watching and they need to see examples. In verse 12, therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he know that he hath but a short time. And this is why he is accusing the brethren. This is why he's trying to bring dissension and strife between us, because he's got just a little bit of time left here in the earth, people. And I was just reminding myself over in the book of Matthew, chapter 24 and verse 12. You can read it in your own time. But it talks about that in the last days that the love of many would wax cold and go cold. And what I looked at, what that means is it's going to be an attitude of the survival of the fittest. You know, I got mine, you get yours. That kindred spirit will pretty much is almost gone out of the hearts of men. It's all about self-preservation. The Bible tells us in the book of Timothy that in the last days that men will become lovers of themselves. That's not just the homosexual agenda, but just self-preservation. Me first. Me, I, and mine. I got mine, and see ya, you know, and just cold. And then because, you know, you did me wrong, I'm going to do you back wrong, you know, that type of attitude and heartlessness in people, an unwillingness to be cordial and respectful and helpful. In verse 13, and when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, He persecuted the woman, which brought forth the child, the woman being the church, the child being Jesus. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and a time and a half of a time from the face of the serpent. Now, this is the rapture of the church, just before the 3.5 tribulations, when all hell's going to break loose on the earth. The church will be taken out, will be gone to heaven to be nurtured and dine at the table of the Lord's Supper. While the 3.5-year tribulation is going on in the earth that we read about on last week, you can review that lesson in your own time. So while hell is wreaking havoc in the earth, we, the believer, those of us who are blessed to go back in the first resurrection, will be being comforted. And so you don't want to be caught here in the tribulation season, because you will then be responsible for your own deliverance. You will be responsible for your own salvation. You will have to be willing to be martyred, to have your head cut off in order to make it into heaven, to not take the mark of the beast. You're going to have to stand strong on your own, because grace will be no longer in the earth. The church will be gone, and we see that the dragon will be raging war here. In verse 14, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and a time and a half. Okay, I just read that for the 3.5 years. In verse 15, and the serpent cast out of his mouth waters of a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth, meaning he was angry with the woman, with the church, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So this is what is going on here. We are kids of God, and the devil is mad. It's a war between the two of them, and we, the children of God, are simply caught in the middle. So I want you to come back on next week, and we will get into the beast. And that's chapter 13, which is going to get off into the study of the Antichrist and all of his behaviors. And we got a lot of scriptures that we will be covering to look at the number, what the 666 is all about, and how we can not be a participant. You don't, like I said earlier, you don't want to be caught here. You don't want to be in that tribulation era. You want to go out in the first catching away. You want to go up in the first resurrection, is what I was trying to think of. And that's why I'm on this subject, because now is the time. Because we read in chapter 24 of Matthew's, if you've been keeping that before you as we journey through the generation that is seeing these things that we are seeing will not die before the return of Christ. That's what I want to say with you in your hearing today. Put something on your mind. Get your family members saved. Get people together. Have them listen to what I'm teaching here and share this message, please, so that others can make a quality decision and give their lives to Christ and be saved. And please remember, if you will, visit my website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. Click the TV link. Watch programs that you may have missed in the past. Also, subscribe to my podcast. Click on that RSS feed and watch shows that you may listen to shows that I produce locally, rather, I'm sorry, on WLCM 1390 AM dial on demand. Like me also on Facebook. Click that Facebook tab at the bottom of the page. And then you can like me and see updates and post and announcements automatically on the feed. And I need your support. If you would, log on to www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. While you're there on the Facebook doing all those other things, you can also donate. This is a Section 501c3 organization. I am Keturah Jones, president and founder and CEO of Inspirational Ministries, home of Inspirational Corner. And I do need your support. And so if you would just donate right there, click that donate button and donate on the secure website, you will help me to be able to expand my voice in the earth and do great things. Well, remember 1 Peter 5:7 from the Amplified Bible. God cares about you affectionately. And he cares about you watchfully.